Lion Country. He stood beside Michael Collins' grave, wearing Ray-Bans and a pinstripe suit he wore only for funerals or court hearings, and played Lark in the Clear Air on his tin whistle in unrehearsed tribute. The swarthy crosses of Glass and Evans Cemetery heard nothing, saw nothing, carried the makings of silence for long enough till the supreme trumpet wrenched the dead back from their repose. But there were no trumpets for now. Just the tin whistle's melodic squeal, the exhaled sorrow and slender notes billowing their way skyward. Once, he'd have bartered with tempters, haggled over ghoulish prices and numbers, just for the privilege of stepping into Lion Country, the river of arpeggios soaking the air to a baron's throb, blood seeping from the fault line in every rock, ghost dancers thrashing on open ground, caves where daylight was outlawed, flowers scorched, mountains burst asunder by rainfall, tears drying up as he kept uncertain time.